KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And it is 73 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Wednesday afternoon to you. We can see your holiday weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour, number one. Details on two home burglaries, one involving a man who broke into his grandfather's home. Coming up, the motives behind the crimes. Number two, a brazen stabbing at the CARES campus. Directly ahead, what went down and who's under arrest. Plus, is it still a crime scene? And a blockbuster deal for one Incline Village mansion. On the way, the famous name on the home's deed. We're following this and much more on the KKFT News at Noon. And now with more, let's say good afternoon to Jerry.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Greg. And I just got here from Wharton Concrete Forming Supply. They're having their annual free barbecue, and this is kind of a pre-4th of July free barbecue, burnt ends, mac and cheese, potato salad, and more, drinks and everything. If you have about another 90 minutes or so, maybe up until about 2 o'clock, Concrete Forming Supply, Wharton, out in Carson, well, Mound House, actually, 40 Industrial Parkway. Head on out, say hi, and enjoy the free barbecue and the pre-4th of July barbecue, I might add. It is Wednesday, the first day of July, 2026. And as a trigger warning, I am a biological male. The Supreme Court has ruled that I, Jerry Evans, am a biological male. If you consume NBC News, please do not go out and shoot up a school or commit suicide because of that. It's ironic that trigger warning is the term that's used. And by the way, Scott Pelley, biological definition yet to be assigned, is on assignment. Well, after Independence Day, a cleanup is planned for Lake Tahoe. Almost $200K raised by the Axelson Foundation this past weekend. We'll give you some details. And 24 new laws in Nevada go into effect today. In the Keystone CPA's news poll, are you proud to be an American? Where at least you know you're free. Another socialist Democrat won a primary in Colorado last night, and there's been no change in the last 20 years in the Republican Party from 80% proud to be an American. In the Democrat Party, it has shifted from 75% proud 20 years ago to only 25% now. So vote not based on proud to be a Republican or proud to be a Democrat. Are you proud to be an American? 99.1fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com is where you can vote at either or both. And Greg, today we're going to end the show with the audio version of the Declaration of Independence. 249 years, 362 days away from the adoption. It was approved on July 2nd, adopted on July 4th, and signed officially August 2nd, 1776. What day of the week was July 4th, 1776, you ask? It was a Thursday, and that day the Second Continental Congress officially adopted the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia. The draft, originally written primarily by Thomas Jefferson, edits made by Ben Franklin and John Adams. Actual vote to sever ties with Great Britain actually occurred 249 days, 364, as in tomorrow will be 250 years ago that we severed ties with Great Britain, and signed by 56 representatives, as we said, in August, with John Hancock being the first to sign his large, famous signature, and that's how we get the sayings, put your John Hancock right there. So 250 years ago. Coming up this weekend, we'll celebrate it. John Potter's Weekend Nevada, live and local, will be infernally broadcasting live in front of the fire station this Saturday from 9 to noon. Greg will be out there doing the news live. And finally, in 1776, the average height of a man was 5'6 to 5'8. Why that's interesting, and it may not be to you, especially if you are a biological female or male. We'll get to that and a bunch more stories today on the new news. And as I said, we'll wrap up the show today with the audio version we put together of the Declaration of Independence. Back to you, Greg, at 12:10 on the new news.
All right, thanks so much there, Jerry. And it is our top local story at 12:11. Were you stuck in it? I-80 eastbound was a parking lot for much of the morning just after Vista Boulevard. This after a two-car crash. Police had to block the lanes where the crash happened. No word on how it went down, but no one was hurt. The Nevada Cares campus now a crime scene after a stabbing yesterday afternoon. This went down around 1 o'clock when arriving Washoe deputies figured out someone stabbed a victim. The victim rushed to the hospital. The suspect now in handcuffs. Two home burglaries. The suspects both found guilty by a Washoe jury. The first from last July, the suspect identified as Hugh Olin.
Officers with Reno Police learned from a neighbor that Olin had come to the neighbor's house on the pretext that he was looking for information about the home and his uncle who had previously lived there. When Olin left the area, the neighbor called the owner to let him know what had happened.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA.
Later that night, the owner returned home and found Olin in his driveway with an e-bike that had been stored in the basement. The owner confronted his grandson, who had been previously told he was not allowed to be on the property. Olin ran back into the basement and hid there until police arrived and arrested him.
Sentencing for Olin is set for July 27th. Now, the other robbery from April 2024 involved gaming systems and equipment. The suspect identified as Kevin Castillo.
Castillo knew the victim through a mutual friend and had hung out together at the victim's home playing video games. In April of 2024, Castillo knew the victim was not going to be home, and so he broke into the house by smashing the sliding door with a hammer.
The suspect then turning around and trying to sell what he took.
3 days after the break-in, he pawned the gaming equipment at a local shop using his identification. At trial, Deputy District Attorney Hannah Martinez showed that a fingerprint lifted from the hammer also matched Castillo.
Sentencing is set for July 30th. Fire crews rushed to the scene of a blaze in Wadsworth this morning. North Lyon Fire says this happened on Reservation Street around 3:30 a.m. The unoccupied building was full of smoke and flames. Surrounding fields actually caught fire as well from that blaze. No one was hurt, but the building, it can no longer be lived in. FM News Talk Elections Center 2026 and a sizable endorsement in the race for CD2.
What better person to represent CD2 in Northern Nevada than somebody who actually comes from there and understands it?
That's Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto backing Teresa Benitez Thompson.
I'm very honored to have this endorsement because to me, Senator Cortez Masto is the example of someone who reaches across the aisle to make sure that Nevada can thrive. When she's talking about policy, when she's talking to constituents.
Both spoke exclusively to Channel 2. FM News Talk Time, 12:13. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Now with more, let's go back to Jerry.
Total amount of money raised this past weekend at the annual Axelson Foundation event, just one penny shy of $195,671. Before expenses, total $195,671.99, and that's a record, I think. And thanks again extended to all the volunteers and the sponsors. Sponsors always welcome. You can sign up for next year now at MatthewAxelsonFoundation.org. And there is a sponsor dinner, as I mentioned, besides the SEALs being there. Captain Phillips was at this year's dinner. Marcus Luttrell was there last year. You can always get an email to me for more information, jerry@ebc.media, or just go to MatthewAxelsonFoundation.org. A stabbing at the CARES campus yesterday afternoon. The suspect is in custody. The victim is in the hospital and expected to survive. A repainted C on C Hill is now visible below the new flag on C Hill in Carson City. And like the flag, we can thank volunteers. Traffic and weather together during the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk. Coming up, it's 12:15.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
That earlier collision on westbound Interstate 80 through Sparks has been cleared up and traffic is resuming normal flow. However, we have a broken down vehicle on Alt 95 at Goldfield Avenue. That's in Yerington. Also in Reno, southbound 580 at Moana, another broken down vehicle at the off ramp, slowing things down as you get off the freeway. Let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 greenbacks at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 75 degrees at 75 in Sparks, Carson City, and Wellington. 65 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's your weather forecast. It is another beautiful afternoon ahead. We'll be in the mid-80s, upper 80s tomorrow, 90 on Friday, low 90s for Saturday and Sunday. Plenty of sunshine during the day and a fairly bright moon, almost full moon at night. It's sandal season, and a proper fit's loaded with stylish comfort sandals from your favorites, Birkenstock, Allegria, Atrex, Taos, Echo, Dansko, and more. Wear them today, a proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 1, coming up in just a bit, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones. Celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation. Comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything, from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we can work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Transform your backyard into your favorite place to be. With Carson Masonry and Steel Supply, your outdoor space becomes more than a yard. It becomes your personal retreat. Imagine custom patios, beautiful stonework, a stunning water feature or fountain, and elegant fire boulders perfect for relaxing evenings under the stars. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply has the materials you need, and delivery is available. Visit 4783 Highway 50 East in Carson City. Call 775-882-3832. That's 882-3832.
Next creation.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Starting today, you can have a hand in naming Nevada's newest park. I'm John Potter for the new news. Well, the new park is along the Carson River off Fort Churchill Road near Dayton. Over 1,600 acres for day use hiking, biking, fishing, and picnics. The new state park is not yet open for those activities. Nevada State Parks is still setting up amenities like trailheads, restrooms, and picnic spots. But you can see the space as you drive through the park on Fort Churchill Road. Ages ago, that space was actually a divorce ranch. You have until the 15th, 2 weeks from today, to submit your park name. After that, a list of finalists will be put up for votes next month. To get your name in, Google Nevada's newest state park. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
1220 here on FM News Talk, right here on the KKFT News and Noon. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, The three big things you need to know. Were you caught in this? A nasty crash on eastbound I-80 right near Vista. Snarled traffic for much of the morning. No one hurt, but it caused backups for miles right into Central Sparks. Number two, the Nevada Care campus was briefly a crime scene yesterday after a brazen stabbing. One was hurt, one taken to the hospital, the suspect in custody. And the travel rush begins for the 4th of July. Reno Tahoe International Airport reports more traffic through the terminal. Give yourself plenty of extra time. It is our top national story. Another congressional candidate backed by the Democratic Socialists of America defeats an incumbent in Colorado's Democratic primary.
Diana DeGette has served in Congress since 1997, but 29-year-old Milot Quiros beat DeGette in the Colorado primary last night. It's the latest swing to the left by the Democratic Party. Democratic Socialists have racked up wins. They knocked off two incumbent Democrats in the New York primary last week. The left has a vision for the country which diverges from what mainstream Democrats have pushed for years. Republicans oppose radical ideas advocated by the left, but in a strange way, the GOP believes this could actually help their party hold the House. Republicans say the progressive agenda frightens the very voters Democrats hope to court.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. 73 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Now with more, let's go back to Jerry.
Quick look at some of the things going on this weekend. There's the Reno Parade at 10 a.m. Saturday on 4th Street. Mackey Stadium has a Reno Phil concert with drone flyover Saturday evening. America 250 fireworks at Greater Nevada Field with a college all-star game. The Aces are in Tacoma. GSR fireworks over the bay at 9:15. Tahoe Phil performs at Bartley Ranch 7 Saturday night. South Shore fireworks at 9:30. 4th of July parade on Highway 50 Saturday in the morning. Fernley is having a big celebration all weekend long. John Potter will be there live, as we said. Pancake breakfast at 7, parade at 10, out of town park activities, and then fireworks. And Incline Village has fireworks planned. This will be the last year, at the Barge Bank and fireworks in Carson City at Eagle Valley Golf Course. And Carson City will dedicate U.S. Garrison flag Saturday morning at the north and south entrances of the city. The U.S. Forest Service has implemented Tier 1 fire restrictions in Alpine County. Under those restrictions, several activities prohibited or limited on national forest lands, including building, maintaining, attending, or using campfires, except where specifically authorized, smoking outside of enclosed vehicles, buildings, or designated safe areas, welding or operating torches with an open flame, operating equipment, or engaging in activities that may produce sparks or ignite dry vegetation, and target shooting in fire-restricted areas. Anyone whose actions result in a wildfire may also be held financially responsible for the suppression costs and damages. FM News Talk Time is 12:24. Traffic and weather next.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We don't have any collisions to tell you about. However, a couple of vehicles did conk out. One of them in Yerington on alternate 95 at Goldfield Avenue. The other one in Reno, southbound 580, just before you get to Moana at the off-ramp. Everything's moving along at the limit, which is some good news. It is 72 degrees in Verdi, 77 in Dayton, 76 in Smith Valley, 64 degrees in Incline Village. Let's take a look at your weather forecast.
84, the high this afternoon in Reno. Tomorrow, 87 in Sparks. And then 90-degree weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Actually, 94 on Saturday in the Truckee Meadows. It's sandal season, and a proper fit's loaded with stylish comfort sandals from your favorites, Birkenstock, Allegria, Atrex, Taos, Echo, Dansko, and more. Wear them today. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 3 today, after the noon news, by a couple of hours, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk.
Worried about identity theft? Stacks of old tax returns, bank statements, and files sitting in your office or garage? One lost document can cost you thousands or ruin your credit forever. Don't risk it. With American Document Destruction, your sensitive documents are destroyed on site or at our secure facility, NAID certified, eco-friendly, with certificates of destruction provided every time. Call 252-6585 or visit addnv.com for more information. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department. And if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
Get out of the fast food habit. Madness has taken over Reno. Teriyaki madness. Don't cook tonight. Enjoy a delicious, fresh, healthy alternative made to order. Start with rice or noodles, pick your protein, and pile on your favorite veggies. Teriyaki madness. Just a walk away. Teriyaki madness. Try one or two of their many appetizers to complement your dinner. Search for a teriyaki madness near you.
KKFT. Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. Sports.
Reno Aces left fielder Tim Tawa raised his average to 359 last night with two home runs at Tacoma. One was an inside the park job. He had four RBIs for the Aces, while four pitchers combined to give up just four hits for the shutout. 7-0 to score. Fourth shutout of the season. The Aces blanked Albuquerque in two of the first three games this year, then shut out Sacramento in early May, and then again last night. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
73 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along. And if you are just checking in, talking about wishful thinking. Yeah, the Beach Boys co-founder Mike Love is listing his lavish Lake Tahoe mansion for $43 million. The 19,000 square foot three-story home has 10 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms spread out over 2.5 acres. It features a recording studio, wine cellar, poker room, and panoramic views of Lake Tahoe, just to name a few selling points here if you needed that. The legendary 85-year-old artist and his wife have called the property home for more than 40 years. I wonder where he's going next. Well, among the new laws taking effect today in Nevada, Senate Bill 460 strengthens accountability for underperforming public and charter schools.
Protections for our teachers in the safety environment, and so they ensure that the administration has their back. They're not in fear of losing their jobs.
And that's Governor Lombardo talking up the measure. Gas taxes in California are up. So is the price of the pump at the Golden State.
The gas tax went up by 2.2 cents today to 63.4 cents per gallon. The automatic annual increase is based on the California Consumer Price Index. The tax was enacted in 2017 with the revenue meant to fund infrastructure projects. Today, the average price of a gallon of regular gas in California is $5.41. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Expect company on the roads if you're traveling this 4th of July weekend.
The CHP says they want you to slow down and drive responsibly as you head out for Independence Day celebrations statewide. Officers will conduct a holiday enforcement period beginning tomorrow, July 2nd at 6 p.m. through July 5th at midnight. During last year's 78-hour Independence Day, the CHP responded to more than 850 speed-related crashes. Statewide, at least 7 of those collisions resulted in loss of life. CHP officers also made more than 1,300 arrests for driving under the influence. I'm Phil Farrar.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 1230.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
News. I'm John Saucier. U.S. negotiators are in Qatar for talks with mediators as the United States and Iran work towards a peace deal before the current 60-day ceasefire expires. Vice President J.D. Vance says, in the meantime, technical talks are going well.
It's already started in an amazing direction. We've got now oil at $68. We've got gas prices starting to come down. We're really just ensuring that we continue to make the progress on that. And that's what they're focused on.
The Justice Department going after the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announcing the filing of charges against a series of alleged members of this group.
This morning in Chicago, federal and local law enforcement charged three alleged TDA members on a criminal complaint charging the brutal murder of another victim in the Chicago area.
The Trump administration designating this gang as a foreign terrorist organization on the first day of the president's second term. America is listening to Fox News.
It's 12:31 with you right here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. The July 4th weekend means fireworks, picnics, and patriotism. It can also mean some major discounts for shoppers.
Summer's just officially begun, but retailers are already looking ahead to fall, and you might get some big bargains on things that you will use between now and Labor Day at one of the many long holiday weekend sales. The website Dad Deals suggests you on swimwear and other summer fashions, grills, and other outdoor gear. You may find lower prices on major appliances, too. Expert shoppers say to wait on tech, though, with better deals coming during the back-to-school sales, which will begin in a matter of weeks. I'm Daria Albinger.
FM News Talk Time, 12:32, and word is President Trump says he's not involved in his personal finances and that everyone's profiting because the stock market is going up. He made the comments today following the release of a report on his earnings.
Nearly 1,000 pages of newly released financial disclosure forms reveal the president earned $2.2 billion in total income in 2025, $1.4 billion of which came from crypto and meme coin-related businesses.
Gabe Gutierrez reporting, FM News Talk Time, 12:32.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters, always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction. And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Mid-80s, a little shy or very close to our seasonal average heading into the weekend. But by the weekend, we're going to be in 90 to low 90 degree territory, 94 on Saturday. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports. Personalized service too. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
What has become of the downtown Damati development in South Reno? I'm John Potter for the New News. Many folks have been asking that question. Downtown Damati is designed to be a walkable town center of Damati Ranch, a literal downtown. Well, it's still a go. The signs are still up. Though right now, it's about 2 years late. It turns out the shopping and housing project planned for the open space by Damati Ranch Parkway and Steamboat Parkway has been delayed for one reason or another, and it's now stalled over the final floodplain review from the city and FEMA. The developer says that is the last hurdle to pass, and he predicts building can start later this summer. They say downtown Damati will consist of restaurants, retail office space, parking parks, trails, and 147 townhome residences. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks kicking off the new trading month and quarter mix, with the Dow on track for its 20th record close of the year as investors digest comments from Fed Chair Kevin Warsh for clues about future interest rate moves. While speaking at a central bank conference in Portugal today, Warsh dodged questions about whether an interest rate hike is in the cards this month. The tech-heavy Nasdaq is lagging, with chip and memory stocks leading the tech sector lower after a blowout quarter. Shares of Meta are surging over 9% following a report that it might plan to build a cloud business to sell excess artificial intelligence computing capacity. Shares of both CoreWeave and Nebius are tumbling on the news. Meta has cloud computing agreements with both companies. And grocery giant Kroger has gone shopping and will be snapping up food and pharmacy retailer Giant Eagle in an over $1.6 billion deal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time, 12:36. It's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us, as he always does, right around this time here on the KKFT News at Noon. 775-786-4900 is the number to reach out to them if you should need money, help, or questions. Mike, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Craig.
Glad to have you with us here. So, you know, we've often heard this being said, words matter. Words do matter, and sometimes the lack of words matter. And when it comes to the Federal Reserve, there's a real feeling that the new Fed chairman is, having a lack of words when it comes to interest rates. And that indeed could mean higher mortgage rates for home buyers right here in northern Nevada. I mean, it's kind of a break of precedent, is it not, for the Federal Reserve?
Completely breaking precedent. His first press conference, and they talked to him about it, was forward perspective on interest rates. He goes, I don't know. So I'm going to let the market decide. And, you know, that has led many pundits to speculate that interest rates are going to drive higher. The reality is there's a certain amount of capital in the free market economy that is wanting a return. And he said, instead of us pegging a rate and everybody setting it to it, we're just going to let the market figure it out. Some pundits are now saying, Greg, that that's going to create volatility as things change, you know, in those mortgage rates. I think it creates opportunity for people when, if they need a mortgage, keep an eye on it. You know, I'm a fan of saying you marry the house, you date the rate, buy the house you need, refinance when refinancing is good. You get a dip in the rate, just refinance it. And that's all good. So, but it is going to create some volatility, a little uncertainty, and that's got a little people rocking today.
So you'd like to see Fed Chair Kevin Warsh take a little bit of a stronger stance then, if that's what I'm getting from you.
You know, I think knowledge is good. Uncertainty is bad, especially in the financial sector. So he has an opinion. You know, he just chose not to share it. Now, it could be genius if all of a sudden money chasing deals ends up depressing that rate instead of being artificially held high. That can be good, but the reverse could be true. We're just going to have to see how this thing shakes out.
Indeed. Let's switch gears for here just a little bit here. President Trump made a statement this morning. There's a report out that he made at least $635 million from cryptocurrency deals. And when asked about it inside the Oval Office, he said, yeah, I'm making money and you should be making money too with, your 401ks. How do people buy crypto? I mean, he made this from crypto. He made this from a lot of a licensing deal that put his name on crypto coins. Obviously, not everybody can do that, but the president is pushing for loosening regulations on cryptocurrency. Is that something that everyone should get involved in if you want to make wealth and money?
Ooh, that's a tricky question, Greg. So, right, because greed can all of a sudden completely shadow your thinking. So what I would say is this: be invested in the market broadly for 90% of your wealth, right? Your 401ks, that kind of stuff, market broadly. If Bitcoin and Coinbase get to a place of being a broad market concept, they should be covered in the S&P 500, the QQQ, the NASDAQ ETF, and it'll be covered there for its respective share. But if you just decide to go one-off on a single stock or certain sector, you're either going to be a genius or a moron. and you don't know which. Don't need to bet the farm on that one, Greg. 90% of your wealth invested broadly in the market, you know, 5-10% at max, knock yourself out. If you think you got a flyer, go for it. But the thing is, you know, if you looked at that, how long has been Trump been deployed in those things? You know, it's like I've been investing this way for 10 years. Now I seem to be an overnight success. No, it finally hit. So, you know, you have a lot of diversified wealth. It's going to hit eventually.
Yeah, be careful and be patient, I think, is the message there. All right, Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. Thanks so much for joining us. 775-786-4900 is the number. If you'd like some money help or some money advice, they're very happy to talk with you. Mike, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it, Greg. Thanks.
Absolutely. 1241 right here on the news at noon.
Well, more than 20 new Nevada laws take effect today. Changes affecting housing, schools, healthcare, and broadband infrastructure. The laws were all approved during last year's legislative session, and including measures expanding housing development options and new school cell phone rules to changes in mental health treatment, access, and broadband permitting. Housing rules. Expanding accessory dwelling units. These are just a couple of the highlights here. And this measure clears the way for homeowners in Clark and Washoe counties to build accessory dwelling units, such as backyard cottages or converted garages on residential lots. In other words, that mother-in-law quarter, or perhaps the kid who can't get a job and moves home. A couple of others, updated school cell phone and device policies. AB 533 expands school choice and adds transportation support. AB 49, fast-track teacher licensing, also a new law with new rules regulating residential mental health treatment facilities. A couple of more, new behavioral health for workforce and Medicaid coverage, new rules for broadband companies using public access, and here is one. Heat mitigation plans for Las Vegas and Reno. The law requires those who include strategies to reduce heat impacts in the community, including expanding public cooling places, improving access to drinking water, encouraging cool building practices, and increasing shade over paved areas through structures or drought-tolerant trees. Because despite 250 years of Americans, Nevadans, including American Indians, surviving, living through hot summer weather, we must have politicians saving our lives from the occasional discomfort of heat. Well, it's a dry read, and I hope you find the audio version a good listen. The Declaration of Independence is coming up next on the Noon News, FM Talk 92.3 for Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. It is 1243.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We have a clean bill of health on the freeways right now. No collisions to slow you down. No broken down vehicles off to the side of the road. There's just a whole bunch of construction, especially in Carson City. On Airport Road between Highway 50 and College Parkway, they have southbound lane closures until about 5 p.m. where they do some expansion in that area. Let me remind you that since 1986, Proen Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Proen is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 77 degrees in Sparks, 76 in Minden, 78 in Yerington, 64 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your forecast.
It is another beautiful afternoon ahead. We'll be in the mid-80s, upper 80s tomorrow, 90 on Friday, low 90s for Saturday and Sunday. Plenty of sunshine during the day and a fairly bright moon, almost full moon at night. It's sandal season, and a proper fit's loaded with stylish comfort sandals from your favorites, Birkenstock, Allegria, Atrex, Taos, Echo, Dansko, and more. Wear them today, a proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 1, coming up in just a bit, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort.
Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Mad Jack's fireworks, from firecrackers and Roman candles all the way up to the big ones you see exploding high in the sky. You can light them off legally over the 4th at Schur's Nevada. Get the best bang for your bucks at Mad Jack's Fireworks, south of Fallon on Highway 95 in Schur's Nevada. Mad Jack's, your best fireworks.
A man had figured a way to steal $600 legally. He just needed his lawyer, Abraham Lincoln, to help him. It took no time at all for Honest Dave to respond, "Oh, you're legally right, I won't argue that. But you're morally wrong. Besides, you look like a right, healthy young man. Why don't you go out and earn yourself $600 honestly?" And honesty paid off. Lincoln's reputation grew because people knew he could be trusted. A penny for your thoughts. Presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Paying your own way, taking pride in a job well done. An honest day's work for honest pay, providing for yourself and for your family. This is the true American spirit, and our liberties depend on it. Call us today for an Honest Dave deal on your new air conditioner. We'll work hard to keep you cool. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Fernley invites you to celebrate the birth of liberty. This 4th of July is a fun-filled day with a pancake breakfast, parade, flag-raising ceremony, a car show, live music, craft vendors, and yummy food. Cheer the Guns or Hoses Sheriffs vs. Firefighters Grease Pig Contest. Compete in horseshoe tournaments or kids diving for dollars. The Fernley 4th of July Fireworks Show is one of the biggest in the state. Dance the night away with Whitewater Band playing till midnight. Dry RV and camping is available. Fernley, celebrating the birth of liberty.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Chromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Spending more and more time bogged down by business tasks and details?
I spend more time doing what should be delegated.
Wish you could focus more on your customers?
There aren't enough hours in the day.
Stop spinning your wheels. Let Personnel Plus free you up so you can get back to what's important, increasing your business.
I need to be able to take care of my customers and clients.
Personnel Plus is a locally owned employer services organization. Pick up the phone. Call 350-PLUS. See how Personnel Plus can take burdensome payroll tasks and more off your plate so you can focus on tending to your customers and making your business grow. When you become a client with Personnel Plus, you get the emphasis on plus. Find out how they can save you time and money. Call 350-7587. That's 350-PLUS. Personnel Plus. They make it easy for you to get back to running your business instead of your business running you.
Celebrate 250 years of freedom with Music Under the Stars, July 4th at Bartley Ranch Amphitheater in Reno. Come for a red, white, and blue concert like no other. Presented by the Tahoe Philharmonic Orchestra. Bring your blankets, your loved ones, and your red, white, and blue spirit. Tickets start at $20. Get yours online at tahoe-philharmonic.com. Veterans and first responders are free. Encore performances July 7th and 9th in Reno and Minden. Happy 250th birthday, USA.
Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly, for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such dissolutions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without, and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them, by a mock trial, from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures, and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here, by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation, and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. The Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776.
And it is 12:58 right here on the News at Noon. Glad you're with us here as we continue right along. The private sector added 98,000 jobs in June, with most of them in healthcare.
That's according to Wednesday's report from payroll processor ADP. It's a bit lower than market forecasts of 110,000 new jobs. Aside from healthcare, trade, transportation, and finance also saw growth. I'm Matt Mattinson.
And the Washoe County Sheriff's Office identifying that suspect of the CARES campus. Word is it's 33-year-old Javion Simmons. More on that as the afternoon rolls along. I'm Greg Neff for the KKFT News at Noon. Thanks to Jerry, of course, and thanks to Phil and Craig for all your outstanding work. We'll talk again tomorrow at 12:06. See ya.
Stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast.